I find that I'm
leaving.
Hello everyone. It's been about a week since I made, as I record this, it's exactly 1 week in fact, since I made my video on Operation Raise the Colours, the flag protest. And if you remember last week, I was not enthusiastic about it and I outlined my reasons for that. I also in that video predicted that it would very quickly be co-opted because it was ambiguous, because it was because it's there's no fixed outcome or goal, that the message could very quickly be co-opted by the establishment or the apparatus of the state. And those things have happened. I mentioned last week that it'll only be a matter of time before they roll out a Sikh with the flag. There's one here. That happened. Check out these scenes where a Jamaican dude was hurled in front of the crowd. And even a Jamaican flag was flown in solidarity with the England flag. Check it out.
How are we racist? We are not racist. We are one nation. We bleed together. We born together. We stand together.
We go 100%.
We unite together.
And now, since then, new details have emerged on exactly what is going on here. And I have to take my hat off to UK Column, who were absolutely on it. UK Column putting the entire online right to shame with their ability to just look past the emotion and actually dig into what the hell is going on here. Just before I go into those details, I'll just remind everybody, pick up a course at the academic agency, buy it now, Trivium, many other great courses are available, Foundations of Shakespeare, if you want to learn about actual British heritage, actual British culture and traditions, rather than this sort of slop, which I've been seeing all over the place. David Atherton shared this video, one of the worst things. One of, if not the worst thing I have ever seen. Look at the Mr. Bean, Paddington. If you're not dying of cringe, you're the problem, I'm telling you. Anyway, let's get now to the revelations by UK Column. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the clip in full because it speaks for itself. You may have seen this, but there's quite a lot of people who are subscribed to me who don't watch UK Column. That, you know, this will be new to. So take a look at this, and then when I come back, I will speak a little bit more on the flag thing.
Joseph Moulton, you can see him there talking to GB News, probably the most popular UK news broadcaster. So he's been elevated into quite a significant position, and he runs this organisation, Flag Force, which has basically come out of nowhere in the past month. So their Twitter profile, which we'll put a link to, has now got 18,000 followers. It's only been set up in the past 4 weeks. And this is their website. You can see they're tracking flags put up by local patriots across the country. And there's an invitation to join the UK's premier community network tracking the flag raisings across the nation. Discover, document and celebrate the flags that unite our communities. This is essentially an intelligence gathering operation, right? They've got a map you can see here. Which I'm guessing this is a glitch because there's a flag over in Latvia. I'm not into, and a bunch in the North Sea as well. But anyway, they're all over the UK, from York, where he's based, to the Wirral, down in the left-hand side there, Shrewsbury, all over the country. And, of course, Joseph Moulton is just a normal fella down the pub, worried about his country, putting up flags, and what this shows is that people are unhappy. But who is he? Where does he come from? Because if we actually look at him, his background, well, first of all, there's not a lot about him online. Yeah, he's actually very difficult to find out significant historical information about. If we go to his LinkedIn profile, we can see that he is a professional creating and providing tech solutions in emerging markets while also working to shape policy and decision making, tech defense, green economy, and supply chain. This is all
a lot of ticks in the box. There,
a lot of fourth industrial revolution stuff there, a lot of globalist stuff, to be honest with you. And let's have a little look at his picture. Blimey, that's a big weapon.
Yep.
Isn't it? And I don't mean him in the foreground either. And then he's currently working in these two organisations. So this thing called Iberian Group, which is apparently a specialist firm providing tech solutions in defence, green economy and supply chain. Nothing on its website, very little about this organisation. And then the main one, which I found information out about, is this GeoCapita at the top there, which he's also the founder and editor of. Essentially, it says that he consults for several Fortune 500 companies and state actors in the defense and supply chain sectors, while also personally investing in the green economy and drone developments. You know, so this is advanced warfare stuff. You know, absolutely, as you've just been talking about, Brian, the militarization of the UK, this guy's sitting right in the mix of it. And it also says that he spent time in over 60 countries, including complex environments such as Ukraine and Libya. And these are the articles that he's publishing on the website. So he's looking at could we see the first nuclear armed resource war, talking about the rise of the Chinese Green Dragon. And Flag Force UK is actually currently promoting what amounts to the Ulsterization of the country. So this is something that I just picked up from their social media this morning. Mural maxed ulsterized near future Britain aesthetics. Yeah. Right, so they're promoting what amounts to sectarianism, multi-generational tribal conflicts overseen by a heavy-handed and fully militarized police state with extraordinary powers of surveillance and detention. I think that's what's been happening in Northern Ireland.
For a long time.
For a long time. And this seems to be the direction of travel that this guy, this organization, has been put front and center as being involved in this, wants us to be heading in. And I think this is an extraordinarily dangerous direction for us to be going in. I will note, though, on a positive note, that our multi-ethnic brothers and sisters around the UK have got wise to this. And this is a post from a Birmingham Muslim Facebook group which came up over the weekend, which says, strong reminder to all brothers in this group, do not take down England flags. Do not fight with anyone putting up England flags. If anything, help them. If anything, put them up on Alum Rock Road, Stratford Road, etc. in Birmingham, as this will show unity among the working classes in the UK, white and brown. This is important. This is what we need. This is a great reaction. To carry on, it says, this is an astroturfing campaign by Zionist think tanks, certainly a think tank. I don't know if he's a Zionist, but he's in the mix. That seems clear to me. Who are unhappy with Palestine flags being flown in the UK. They're pushing for England flags to be hung up and waiting for the video which shows Asians fighting whites over the England flag. Do not fall for it. They want to create a race war using flags as the symbology to rally more racists. Remember, they are itching for a fight over flags to trigger the next riots, obviously leading into the big Zionist nationalist event organised by Tommy Robinson in London coming up on the 13th of September.
So, you saw it there. The guy is clearly some sort of defence contractor or somebody working for the quote-unquote deep state. It's clearly some sort of intelligence operation where, what is the purpose of tracking the flags? What is the purpose of collecting that data? If it was truly organic, they wouldn't be doing that. So GB News and this dude obviously involved in some sort of operation to collect data on patriots, maybe a headcount, something like that. And then, most notably, they zoomed in on how leaders in the Muslim community are reacting to this, and rightly concluded that there's obviously some sort of Zionist element to this. They want some sort of conflict. I said that last week. My spidey senses were tingling. And, of course, it's all leading up to this rally, this Tommy rally that's going to take place next week. What's going to happen? Who knows? That's the whole issue with the mass protests. Remember, you just don't know what's going to happen. Could turn into a shit show. could, I mean, who knows where, what is planned or where this is going. All I know is that there's a lot of fingers now pointing to elements in this that are not organic. Whether the flag thing was organic at the start, that what I just showed you from UK column, I think are the receipts to show that they're not. That there's some element of it that's trying to co-opt. There are some malign elements in there that are not, that are actually, if no, they're not working for the government, they're working for the Zios or vice versa. So in the interest of telling the truth, there it is. Here we are again. And now all we can do is just watch these events unfurl and see what happens. Come, what is it, next week? 2 weeks' time? When this Tommy rally occurs. I won't be there, naturally. I don't go to any protests or rallies. I'll probably be doing some gardening or, you know, finding songs that are better than Madonna or something like this. Frankly, a better use of my time than going to any of these sort of mass events. All right, pick up a course, like I said, and I'll see you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.